All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 16th day of January, 2018. I do want to remind you, I am the author of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can subscribe to that newsletter by going to miningstocks.com, and or you can call our office in New York, 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. Also like to encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? Chen has had a remarkable track record in picking stocks. He's a fundamental, mostly a fundamental analyst, but finds ways to buy them in a fairly timely manner and make lots of money. He's done extremely well, especially in the biotech sector. Also on the energy sector as well. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. Also, want to invite you to send your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number four, taylor@gmail.com. Also, we want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Sponsors for today's show, Bonterra Resources, Uranium Energy, RN Resources, Novo Resources, and Genesis Metals Corp. I've titled today's show, Economic and Market Consequences of Rising Interest Rates. Danielle DiMartino Booth, Michael Oliver, and Ivan Bebek of RN Resources, they all return today for today's show. Interest rates are rising, but why? Are they rising because a booming economy is boosting demand for capital and that profits will rise dramatically to justify the current stock market meldup? What happens to the government solvency when Uncle Sam has to start paying considerably higher rates of interest on its $20 trillion of debt? Can stocks remain elevated with surging interest rates? What would plunging stock prices do to pension funds? Are there reasons for hope toward a more sensible economic policy under a new Fed chairman? What are the dangers of a return to quantitative easing resulting in a weaker dollar and rising commodity prices, as both Michael Oliver has suggested, is in the cards, as has Alistair McLeod, who was our guest last week. What would a return to quantitative easing mean for the dollar, in other words? And what would it mean for gold and commodity prices? So those and many more questions will be posed to Danielle DiMartino Booth. She worked as an advisor to Richard Fisher at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, and she is a very outspoken critic of the Federal Reserve. Refreshing, I would say, to have an insider who actually thinks for herself instead of groupthink, as seems to be the case with most Federal Reserve folks. Then after our first commercial break, I'm happy to tell you that Ivan Bebek will be with me to tell us about the exploration plans of RN Resources this winter in Peru. And previously, you know, we've had to wait for the next summer or spring to come along before we get news from RN. But this year, with some very exciting projects down in Peru, we're going to find out what Ivan's plans are for the company going forward through the winter and what kind of news you might be expected to hear. But right now, I'm equally thankful that Michael Oliver is with me to clue us in on what's taking place in a couple of major markets that we have our eyes on most glued to. Thanks for joining me again, Michael.
Good to be back, Jay.
Always good to have you, and it's OliverMSA.com, folks. OliverMSA.com. Go there to learn more about Michael's letter. And seriously, if you're a serious investor, consider signing up for his letter. Michael, I ask you, what should we talk about today? And you said, gold at the gates. Wow, that sounds interesting. Gold at the gates. I think it's, about 1340 or 1339, something like that right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, high this week was 45 in the electronics.
Ooh, it wasn't 45. Was 45
yeah,
is kind of a
session, yeah.
Is 1345 kind of a key number for you, no?
Well, I'm going to ballpark it and say 1350. We're now, momentum broke out in February of 2016 mm-hmm. at $1,140 plus. So we're well above there. This is, I'm talking annual momentum. We made a big deal about it then. We continue to hold to a long-term bullish position on gold, despite sell-offs over the last 2 years, year and a half. The issue now for gold is no longer momentum. Momentum is a green light. It's on fire. It's the price action. And if you stand back and look at a monthly price chart of gold, bar chart, go back at least to 2012 where the crash occurred in 13, and then we bottomed 13, 14, and 15, and then turned up. But look at the price chart, and you'll see what the orthodox price chart guys, which we're not, we look at momentum primarily, but they would call it a massive, complex head and shoulder bottom. It's huge. Mm-hmm. It's years wide. And if you measure its dimension, the depth of the head and shoulder bottom, it has a swing objective of $1,700.
Uh-huh.
Now, in order to break it out, again, we're talking price, and price is almost always lagged to momentum. Its own momentum leads. Yep. Price will break out of its base if you can close out a month at 1350 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
We've traded up there, those levels, before, twice above that level in 2016 and again months ago, but never closed a month out up there. And now the angle, the line that comes through across those highs, what they would call a neckline of the head and shoulder bottom, comes through such, if you close 1350, you're out of here. Mm-hmm. And I have no reason to argue with the price chart whatsoever. I trust it, I believe it, because momentum is already stronger than price. So it's pre-validated, as it were, by momentum. Mm-hmm. And I would assume you get gold through that 1350 level, there's going to be some people talking about it. Now, most people haven't even noticed that gold's come from below into the 1240s. It's rallied $100 in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks maybe.
Yeah.
And nobody's noticed because the stock market has stolen all the thunder. Well, that's a pretty serious percent rise in gold rapidly. And it didn't all occur in one day. It was just a bunch of good days back to back. Quite a strong move. And I call it gold at the gates. That's what we labeled our report back in February of 2016. But we were talking about momentum gates. Now we're talking about a price gate. And I mm-hmm. think if you can get through that 1350, a lot of doubters or people on the sidelines or people who've been shaken out 10 times will look at the chart and say, golly, I better get on board. Mm-hmm. And I think they probably should.
Do you have any upside targets, Michael?
No, the 1700 I think is probably valid as a swing measurement of the base. But frankly, I think we're headed beyond the old 2011 highs, and we're in a what might be considered a final bull leg in gold that coincides with a lot of unwinding of trends, events, and distortions of the last decade, 2 decades, 3 decades. I'm talking mainly, you know, manipulation of interest rates by central banks coercively, sure. effectively. You know, non-market forces have distorted things for a long time. And those, when they come unwound, gold is usually the leader in the unwinding process on the other side. So as government bonds get whacked, which I think is an event for 2018, and I mean downside in price, up in yield, I think gold will be one of the great beneficiaries of this. And I also think what will help gold will be a wobble, and you know, a first sharp wobble in the stock market, which I suspect is not a crash. It's I think the stock market bubble, which I think we're in, when it first gives up, will drop something on the order of 10% or so, mm-hmm. probably fairly rapidly. And then it'll try to dig in and, you know, and stabilize and act like it wants to make a new high and not do it. I'm not looking for a 29 or 87 here. I'm just looking for a top. And frankly, the price levels the S&P is trading right now, which is in the 2770s?
Right.
It was 28 something a little while ago. You can't be here in February. If the S&P is trading around these levels in February, it's going to get kicked. And
wow.
I think
yeah.
that would help shift more money. Again, investor preference is a key issue. It's a foggy fundamental. It's based mm-hmm. on all kinds of things. It's not an economic type thing. It's an emotional thing. It's a feel good type thing, or a feel bad type thing. I think money's been moving into gold, wise money, and I think a lot of investors, if you rattle the stock market, will say, "Hey, I need to go somewhere else."
Yeah, well,
and
no doubt.
Behaving, they'll say, "I'll go to gold." You know,
yeah,
and it's behaving.
No doubt, that's what it will take for a lot of people to start thinking that. People that don't really understand that gold is money and that it's outperformed over the long run. The dollar and a lot of other assets as well. The stock market is the most spectacular place to be these days, and it's worked out very well. But we know that all good things eventually come to an end, including the time we have with you today, Michael. We do have to go on to a commercial break. Thank you so much for that overview,
of where
the markets are. Always great to have you with us. It's Oliver MSA, folks. Oliver S. MSA. Seriously, consider subscribing to Michael's wonderful letter. Thanks, Michael, and we'll look to do it again next week if you're available. All right, folks, well, we do have to go to break, but don't go away because Ivan Bebek of RN Resources will be with us, and this is a company that has something to talk about through the winter months this year, first time. I'm really looking forward to what Ivan has to say. I'm a shareholder, recommendation in my newsletter, so we're looking forward to hear Ivan, so don't go away. We'll be right back with Ivan Bebek.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Orin Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Orin is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.